little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Oh my god! Wait, what happened to our weather here in San Diego, man?
We borrowed some from Arizona.
Screw you guys. We're here inside TwoShotsOfGeek.com HQ with the windows open. Oh, well, not really windows, but more like a door open. The computer fan on blast, which is, I don't know if you guys can hear in the background, but I doubt it. And the lights are off, and it's still hot as hell in here. Yep, it's 91 degrees here today in San Diego, but actually, you know what? No, we didn't borrow anything from Arizona, because Arizona... Did you see the record that was broken today? 117 degrees?
Yeah.
Nope. No thanks. I'm not going to complain about our 90 degree weather here.
It was 99 for me in Santee today.
Yeah, it was like 90, about 94 at Mira Mesa for me at work today.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Nothing too bad. I'm here drinking my poppers, and it was a bad thing, especially during this hot weather. Wayne's here lightly sipping his water, his H2O. Hey, Bobby. H2O sucks. Gatorade's better.
What?
Anywho. Getting off the reference of water there. Again, we got TwoShotsOfGeek.com. Welcome back. Shadow Games Podcast, episode 166.
Yep.
Yes, we're back. I know. Well, this week's been a short week for us here, especially for the news. The only major news that's coming out this week for us, well, for the geeks, is D23. Held in the Anaheim Convention Center. That's pretty much the Disneyland Convention, right, Wayne? It's going on today, which is Friday, tomorrow, yeah, Saturday, and Sunday. There's not a lot of things mentioned so far that we know of, but the only thing I've recently seen is The Incredibles 2. So it's going to be we actually did post a picture on that on our Facebook page. It's, thank God, because I've been waiting for that second movie for quite a while. What else from D23? Well, expect a lot of Marvel news from Black Panther, more news from Doctor Strange, especially major news from Captain America Civil War, from what I've heard, read. They're going to show a trailer for Civil War. This involves... I said this from whatever. This involves, of course, the Captain America, Iron Man, duking it out. You got Hawkeye, versus Black Widow, and then you got Vision versus Ant-Man. From what I've read too, as well, and you also got a cameo from General Thunderbolt.
Yep.
So expect that. Hopefully, if that does come out. Oh, another one too? Spider-Man.
Yep.
So, yes, please. Get it up and ready. We'll give you guys more news when everything starts to fall out of the box. Since everything's falling out of the box. And shout out to my friend Katie, who is in D23 right now. Get me a t-shirt, Katie. I know you can hear me. I know you're going to listen to this. I want a t-shirt. I don't care. Except for a Minnie Mouse t-shirt. But...
I know.
She likes to play around with me so much. Anywho, let's get on. What have we been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Killer Instinct Season 2 with the beta of Rash of Battletoads. Another fun game, but, you know, they got to fix him real quick. And as I said, that's just the beta character. There's going to be more touches here and there. Let's see, other than that, well, other than Marvel Puzzle Quest on my Galaxy Note 3, and, Criminal Investigation on my Galaxy Note 3 as well, both for Android, and that's about it. I mean, nothing much, no more Marvel for me. I don't know why, I'm kind of getting used to it, but I'll get back from my old roots soon enough after I get back from my relaxation time. Wayne, how about you, man?
Well,
nothing.
Yeah, it's been a very busy week for me, but I have been doing the mobile games, of course. Transformers Battle Tactics, Transformers Rising, and Marvel Avengers Alliance on Facebook. I'm this close to getting another character unlocked. And they just announced new content today that's open and available for us. Chapter 9 of Season 2 is now available. So we'll see who the next character is for the Worthy. Getting crazy on that side of the story. But as far as console, I did jump back into my Xbox One. Played a little bit of Halo ODST. Picked that back up a little bit, trying to get through the story once more. Now that it's on Xbox One. With the Master Chief Collection. Other than that, I did do a little bit of Batman. I beat the Red Hood story pack.
How'd you like Red Hood?
It was interesting. I
see, complete opposite of Batman. Take down, keep him on, you know, unconscious.
Yeah,
and this guy just clack clack next.
It was mostly good. I felt like the mechanics were a little broken on him though. It just seemed like certain moves didn't work right.
Well, it's Red Hood.
No, but I mean, when it doesn't respond right, when you're hitting the right.
That's typical.
Yeah.
They spend more time on the game than on the main game than they
do the DLC.
So you know, that's what I expected, and I really wish you would have expected that too as well. Yes, I know. Put them on blast.
But
what else, Wayne?
That's really it. I haven't really had a chance to do much else in the way of gaming this week. Yeah, I got the studio machine upgraded to Windows 10.
Same here. So finally got Windows 10 up and running.
So we're all.
I love it. And actually, the program's actually working. There's have you tested it? Well, looks like you did test it out, right, Wayne?
Yeah, everything's working great on this thing.
Yeah.
I did run into a small bug with the Corsair. Water cooling system where the water cooling pump itself, the actual drivers were not recognized.
But
in Windows 10, once I installed it, and I saw the latest version of, you know, Corsair and everything, it still didn't want to pick it up. It actually was giving me an error saying the device wasn't working properly.
Uh-oh.
I was like, oh, this isn't good, but I knew it was working right because I had it working fine in Windows 8, 0.1. So luckily, I'm still dual booting Windows 7 here.
So
what I did is I booted back into Windows 7, which I haven't done anything with Windows 7 since I did the hardware upgrade, so it doesn't recognize anything yet on that side. But I installed the Corsair Commander software, Corsair Link software on Windows 7, and installed the drivers for that there, rebooted back into Windows 10, and everything was working beautifully. Just fine. So,
nice.
I'm not sure what happened. But hey, it's working now, and it's working beautifully.
Awesome.
I think we all enjoy Windows 10.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Alright, so let's get on with the news this week. Like I said, we don't have that much news other than, you know, whatever news we actually do have this week. First off, Wayne, we got Halo 5 featuring cameo from UFC's reigning heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
Fabrico Weirdom. If you guys ever heard of him, you guys ever watch UFC? I do. He's going to play a voice-only role in the upcoming Xbox One game, so see what's going on here. Actually, the funny thing is, Weirdom, he's a huge fan of Halo, of the Halo series, since dating back to the original Xbox.
Yeah.
He's going to play, he's going to have a role in Halo 5 Guardians, and this is what Microsoft has confirmed. It's not immediately clear who is he going to play, but Microsoft did say, you know, you'll have to do some hunting.
Yeah, it's a bit of an Easter egg.
Are we going to have a what do you call that, an octagon match inside that Halo 5 anytime we see too?
I don't know. I mean,
you know. He said it's a small, very small voice-only cameo appearance in Halo 5 Guardians, a Microsoft spokesman said. He's a big fan of the games, as we mentioned. We're also fans of his. Why not? He's a good champion. It's also, you know, always fun to see these kinds of things work out and, you know, a bit of Easter eggs. So, for all you gamers out there, let's see who finds them first. Let us know.
October 27th can't come soon enough.
Please hurry.
I know.
I want to play it now. How about this, Wayne?
Yeah, so as you know, part of the experience with Windows 10 and Xbox is streaming your Xbox One games to your Windows 10 device.
Yes.
However, somebody did some playing around and tinkering around, and found that if you go into what was it,
the Xbox,
the app, 10. The app data, local packages folder for the Xbox app, there is a file called user console data. If you open that with a notepad, you change some parameters around, and now you open up a new setting for very high, so you can stream in very high quality. Now, bear with you, if you don't have a very strong network, you're not going to want to do this, period.
Or if you don't have a very good video card.
That might help. That might make a difference, too. But it'll actually allow you to stream in full 1080p.
So technically, Windows 10 has been hacked already.
Kind of. Well, the app has.
The app. Okay. The app has finally has been hacked. It took, like, what, 2 weeks, Wayne?
A little longer than that. Yep, about 2 weeks. A little more. Well, just over 2 weeks.
Oh, just over 2 weeks. So, say 2.5 weeks. Dude, good job.
Yeah. But here's the kicker here.
What's
so,
up?
We know this is a hidden option by changing some parameters around. I'm pretty sure this is something that Microsoft's planned for a future release once they work out some more kinks.
Looks like we found an Easter egg. All right!
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah, that's a pretty cool Easter egg.
It's kind of nice. I probably won't be messing with that too much myself, just because, you know, that's a lot of bandwidth to be sending over your network. I mean, sure, with my Blackhawk router, I could probably do it, but I'd rather not mess with it.
Yeah, you need a cheap AT&T router.
Well, what? No, I got a Netgear Blackhawk.
I mean, your AT&T connection.
Yeah, that part is bad.
Anywho.
But that wouldn't be going through that.
So. I know. We also got some more Xbox One news. Xbox One executives teases great, unique ideas for the future. There'll be certain people who, you know, will throw eggs at certain parts of it. And people embrace it. You know, embrace the other parts of it. Xbox One boss Phil Spencer has teased that Microsoft is cooking up something, quote-unquote, great. You know, real great, unique, and unique ideas for the future of the console itself.
Yeah.
So look into the future in an interview with Polygon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially, you know, there's gonna be stuff gonna be coming out with them. What else can you read on there, Wayne?
Basically, they're just giving us a hint that, you know, things are gonna be revolutionary in the future going forward. It's building on a foundation they already had that's been around, you know, for quite a while.
Long time.
They're not going into details at this point. I imagine there's going to be some enhancements with HoloLens and things like that as we go forward. But there's probably going to be some stuff so far out of the ballpark that we're not even going to be considering the possibility of it.
That's true.
At this point.
So
we've got some visionaries working at Microsoft and Xbox. So we know that. We know they have the potential to put some... amazing.
A lot of insane stuff coming out.
Yeah.
So
keep your eyes and ears
hush,
open.
Hush, right now on Microsoft's side.
Yeah.
And more Xbox One and Xbox 360 news we got for you guys. Deals with the Gold membership. So
yep.
Again, you know, these are discounted games for the Gold members for Xbox One
right
and Xbox
now.
360.
These deals are good till the 17th.
Yep. So for the Xbox One, we've got Beach Buggy Racing. Just Dance 2015, the Lego Movie video game, Max, The Curse of the Brotherhood, Monopoly Family Fun Pack, which is not bad, $20.
No, it's a good game. It's actually a pretty fun game.
Yeah. Whoa, look at this. Mortal Kombat 10, $45.
Yep.
Never Alone, Project Cars, what?
Scream Ride.
Awesome. You also got Thief for $12. Trivia Pursuit Live, which I love that game, $7.50, and Zoo Tycoon.
Yep.
And what do you got there for 360, Wayne?
Well, for 360, we got Hitman Absolution, we got Hitman Blood Money, the Hitman HD Pack, Just Dance 2015, Lego Indiana Jones 2.
Pick it up, you guys.
Lego Marvel Super Heroes, the Lego Movie video game, Mafia 2, Max Curse of the Brotherhood, Quantum Conundrum, Rabbids Invasion, the interactive TV show. I heard some good things about
Same
that.
Same here.
Scream Red, Sonic and All-Stars Racing Transform.
Oh, God.
Sonic Generations, Serberia 2, Toy Story 3, Trivial Pursuit Live and Zoo Tycoon.
Not bad. If you guys like any of those games, feel free to log on your Xbox 360 or Xbox One and download them.
I have a good feeling that the LEGO games...
The LEGO games are always awesome. You can never, ever go wrong with those games.
I have a feeling a lot of those games are going to become backwards compatible at some point on Xbox One.
I know. Hint.
You know, I hope, but I have a good feeling.
Well, this has got to be it. All right, as a fan of Android gaming, congratulations to Angry Birds 2, who passes 30 million downloads in 2 weeks. 15 million per week. Yet another milestone reached for Rovio's bird-flinging sequel. I still haven't downloaded it, yes.
Me neither.
I know. I am a fan of this, of Part 1, also of Angry Birds in Space and Angry Birds Star Wars. So I'm actually looking forward to actually downloading and playing it. I'm actually going to do it later on tonight after this stuff is going on. If you guys haven't seen the trailer, they updated the graphics as best they can with the stuff and whatnot. So, guys, feel free, download it. Let us know what you guys think. And speaking of which, since the gaming community, you know, has been streaming a lot of stuff through Twitch, a lot of it, you know, through, you know, YouTube from replays, here's a real shocker for all you guys. ESPN, yes, ESPN to air a special segment about gaming champions who just won $6.6 million.
Yep.
Sports Network's E60 program to dedicate an hour long episode to the international championship, Evil Geniuses. If you guys don't know who Evil Geniuses is, that's funny. These guys are very, very top notch. These guys are top tiers of any games they play. Whether it's StarCraft, Warcraft, you also got Justin Wong in the fighting game community. Who else? Ricky Ortiz, another old school player. I mean, you know, K-Brad.
Yeah, best of the best.
Look them up, Evil Geniuses. So the games aren't entirely unfamiliar with the territory. However, as one previous segment focuses on the evolution of sports video games, so pretty much esports.
Yeah.
So, guys, look out for that. Look out for that on ESPN.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we've got...
Another one of my favorites is being...
Remastered.
And if you guys haven't known this week, it's Resident Evil 2 has been confirmed. The classic horror survivor is being remade for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and the PC by the teams behind the Resident Evil HD remaster. So pretty much whoever did the remake of Resident Evil 1, well, the remake of the remake of Resident Evil 1 will actually do Resident Evil 2. I, for one, love this. Since the remake of Resident Evil 1, I'm also, you know, not really saying this, but it might come to fruition that Resident Evil 0 will be making an HD remake as well for the newer, you know, generation. So
it's possible. They're getting very good feedback on this and very good demand for them.
Especially for the old school players. I played Resident Evil 2 for the PlayStation, not PlayStation 1, but PlayStation, back when I was in 7th grade in middle school. That's how long this game is. And yes, I am 30. I'm stoked about this. I will love this. And this is going to be one hell of a remake. Speaking on the video, said the project was given the go-ahead thanks to your incredible passion and support. So for all the people that's been, you know, sending out, you know, emails, it's here. Thank you.
Yep. All right. Lastly, here we've got a little bit of a PS4 update for you.
Yeah, about time.
There is a new update, 3.00, which will be adding Twitter, video, YouTube broadcast, and what else? A little bit more. You'll also be able to get a new community section. Basically, you'll be able to post comments on what's new in the community feed, while across the system there will be layout designs in key areas such as live room, PlayStation, and messages.
So, that's just time to get with the times.
Yep.
What else do you have in the key additions too, Wayne?
Basically, just that the events have been added to the function items, communities has been added to friends.
Now playing. Also been added to as well. Typical stuff. They also got extras too as well.
Layouts have changed.
Live from the PlayStation. They also got typical community notifications, you know. PlayStation Plus has been added to the functions item. If you guys want to read about it, there's, you know, a whole lot more to do, and there's also typically, you know, parental controls.
Updated to parental controls, yeah. You can restrict a few more things.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too bad.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, guys, sorry about that, but that's all the news for what we got for you guys this week. Hopefully next week will be different, since I said D23.
You remember a little thing about Turtles in Time?
Turtle Hand Shows? Yeah.
So, interesting enough, the current cartoon series came back on air with new episodes, and they went back in time.
What?
Yep. They actually,
dude,
the Turtles actually went back in time in a two-part episode,
uh-huh,
where they ended up in Japan at the climatic junction where Shredder and Splinter have their fight over what's her name? I can't remember the name of the girl.
April?
No. Splinter's fiance.
Oh, really? Okay.
So they get to witness the beginning of Shredder, and they have to decide whether they should take him out now
or later,
or wait. And they find out some very interesting things about time travel.
So there's gonna be that's a lot of time paradox they're gonna go through there. Either think about it.
It's actually a really well put out episodes. Rather
sold.
Enjoyable.
Sold. I am so in.
Yeah, definitely. If you haven't watched it yet, go check it out. It's kind of fun. There's been some new stuff coming around about the new Star Wars stuff too. You've got a Boba Fett standalone movie coming out.
Yep. And we thought he was dead.
Yep.
In episode 6.
I know. There is actually, surprisingly, Alvin and the Chipmunks are making a comeback too again. They got a new cartoon series.
Dude, the '90s are coming back in full force. I love it.
I started to watch. I watched the first few episodes of it, and I was, it's not bad. But I was a little bit disappointed because, well, honestly, the chipmunks just look like kids. They kind of look like chipmunks, but they don't really look like chipmunks. They look more like kids.
So, like,
human.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. Let's see. What else other news we could look at? Oh, yeah, of course, they have J.J. Abrams, the director of Star Wars Episode 7, has spilled the beans. Well, not really spilled the beans, but gave a hint on the background of Kylo Ren. Yes, they did. Yes, the new Sith. Well, we'll see if he's a Sith Lord, but the way JJ described it, he's actually from the clan of Ren. So Kylo Ren is not his real name. So we'll have more to find out once, you know, the movie comes out in about, you know, less than 5 months. Wait, really? August, yeah. September, October, November, December. 4 months.
So close.
Yes, I know. So close and so far away. We gotta build a time machine, man.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I know. Other news. Again, we said I am going to Long Beach Comic Con. It'll be the September 5th on the Saturday. It's gonna be a 2-day thing. I'm gonna meet a couple of, you know, photographer friends. Have a good time over there. Meet people as always. From what I've heard, it's a smaller version of Comic Con, which I like. We can actually walk around, have some good time, pictures and whatnot. If you guys are going to go, let us know. Post up on our Facebook page. Alright, so, I guess that's it for it for us today or this week.
We really don't have much else to go on right now.
Yeah, it's not it's going to be, you know, getting crazier. But, so again, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah,
and also
I think the girls got some pictures posted, didn't they?
Did they?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I think they did.
I'm sure they did, but I haven't checked.
From MakaiCon, if you guys haven't, if you guys haven't seen it yet, take a look. If you guys did,
that's
look.
Right. That's right. Kim did really good on the cosplay contest, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
She got boosted up to what was it, Masters?
Masters, yep.
And what place was it she got? I can't recall.
Fifth, I think. Fifth or fourth.
Something like that. Yeah, she did really good. So.
She's getting big. Hey, Mimi, you getting passed up? What's up with that, huh?
Oh.
My baby sister. Mark, mark.
Ooh.
Again, before I was interrupted by Wayne, for all the people that went to a KaiCon, feel free to tag yourself on our pictures and tag your friends and whoever's in the pictures too as well. You know, it's a great way to spread the love.
Absolutely.
Anyhow, again, we are twoshotsofgeek.com and we're here to bring you the future 8 bits at a time. Yo, I didn't mess that up once. It's a good day. Let's get out of here. There we are! What the hell's going on?
I don't know what you're saying.